This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to the edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about the Trump White House. It's perhaps a little different when you get into it through the eyes of Ronald Kessler, the author of a book by the name The Trump White House, a little different from what you may have seen in many of the media accounts. And if I were a liberal, I would be really afraid, because it seems to me after reading Mr. Kessler's book that the subtitle bears out what he's reporting, changing the rules of the game. And it may be that unlike Obama, who really was rather overrated, the Trump regime may well be, as the subtitle says, changing the rules of the game. Ronald Kessler, thanks so much for the work that you've done. I think it's a very helpful look at the Trump White House.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
The one of the things that emerges is, I don't know if you mentioned it so much, but several of the liberals have been very derogatory in their views of Melania Trump because,
well, she can't even speak English right.
Well, I wish I could speak four other languages as well as she speaks English. And it turns out that she's no doofus. She may be the actual chief advisor, counselor to the president. And apparently, from what you're able to discern, her track record's been pretty good.
That is one of the new items in the book, that behind the scenes, she is a powerful influence. She actually sits in on meetings, then she'll summarize what others have said, and then she'll come up with her own strategy. I quote Reince Priebus saying that her judgment is impeccable. She has tremendous political savvy. She also gives articles to Trump, both pro and con, and she's not afraid to disagree with him. For example, back at Mar-a-Lago one day, Martha Stewart showed up and asked if she could take a tour of Mar-a-Lago. And the butler, Tony Santacol, said, sure, let's do it tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Tony told Trump, he said, fine. But later in the day, Tony went to see if Trump needs anything in the private quarters. And Trump started screaming at him. You know, we know that he does have these tantrums sometimes. He said, you should have set it up for noon tomorrow, because then Martha Stewart would see the club members. The club members would see her. They would all be impressed. And at that moment, Melania walked in, and she said to Trump, I don't think you should be talking to Tony in that tone. The next day, both Trump and Tony were in the living room of Mar-a-Lago, and Trump handed Tony $2,000 in $20 bills, which, believe, that was his apology. I said to Tony, wasn't that strange? $20 bills. And Tony said, everything about Mr. Trump is strange.
Actually, from some accounts that you have of Trump flashing bills, it was with $100 bills. And the only thing I would find strange is that those were only 20s instead of hundreds.
Good point. Yeah, this is something that Trump doesn't really want people to know. He wants to project this tough guy image, which serves him well when he's negotiating. But behind the scenes, he's really a much softer character. And he does routinely hand out $100 bills to janitors moving furniture and people, working class people. I asked him about that when I interviewed him. It was the only interview he said he has given or will give for a book. It took place in Mar-a-Lago a night before New Year's Eve. And I said, why don't you let people know about these things? And he started getting a little defensive. You know, how did you hear about that? Where was it? And then he finally admitted that, yeah, he does do that. So that's the behind-the-scenes look at Trump that this book gives you.
I think that's really fabulous. And apparently, it's something that he is fairly consistently implying, whether it's negotiating for something here at home or whether he's playing the North Korean dictator. He seems to be pretty good at this technique.
Yeah, he'll use the carrot and the stick, and that's what he's doing with the North Korean leader. On the one hand, imposing these severe sanctions, threatening annihilation of the regime, but at the same time, offering economic assistance and also praising him, which drives liberals nuts. You know, that's the way you make a deal. You show respect. And that's what Trump is doing to get him to give up his nuclear program. A good example of that is how he got the town of Palm Beach to approve his club, Mar-a-Lago, as a club. Because originally it was just an estate, and he lived there, and he wanted to turn it into a club. On the way down, the first time I got to know Trump was 2 decades ago. We were flying down to Palm Beach with my wife, Pam, who's also a former Washington Post reporter. And Trump imitated the nasal constricted tones of the blue blood old guard in Palm Beach, condemning his club because it admits blacks and Jews. And to this day, some clubs in Palm Beach will not admit blacks and Jews. But originally...
And let's hasten to add that these clubs that you're talking about that do these things, that discriminate in this basis, to my knowledge, these are all very liberal people because that's basically who's in Palm Beach.
Yeah, I'd say a majority are, absolutely. And originally, the town council would not approve his club as a club. Trump believed it was because of this bigotry, because some of those town council members belong to those very same clubs. So Trump's Florida lawyer, Paul Rampell, who's Jewish, sent copies of Gentleman's Agreement and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner to those town council members. So obviously implying that they're bigots. He also sued the town for $50 million, but then at the same time, he gave them the carrot. He invited them to play golf with him at Mar-a-Lago, and invited them to play tennis, and invited them to parties at Mar-a-Lago, where he said there would be gorgeous young women. And sure enough, they approved his club, and now Mar-a-Lago still admits blacks and Jews. It makes about $40 million a year. It's now valued at about $700 million, including the furnishings. When he bought it, he paid $8 million.
Very interesting point that you made about the timing. When he's using the carrot and the stick, the carrot or the stick or carrot and the stick doesn't require that they be used sequentially. They can be used simultaneously. He's laying out a menu for these folks. Which is it that you want? Because I'm doing both to you right now.
He always wants to leave something on the table for the other side. And that is long range thinking as well. He's always thinking in the long term. But if you look at the achievements, they are truly unbelievable. Almost any one of them would have been remarkable for a president, especially in the first year. The economy, lowest unemployment rate in decades, lowest black unemployment rate in recorded history, lowest Hispanic unemployment rate, the market zooming because he's deregulating, and that sends a message to CEOs that they can expand and hire more workers without feeling they're going to be infringed upon. And there's also a psychological impact that tells the markets, yes, we're in business, as opposed to Obama, who demonized business. And then the tax cuts, putting more money in people's pockets. On the foreign side, almost totally getting rid of ISIS. getting Saudi Arabia to go after radical Islamic terrorists.
Well, Ron Kessler, I can hear the music. We're coming up on a break. So let's hold it for there, and we'll come back with ISIS after the break. Ron Kessler.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Ronald Kessler, longtime journalist, has brought those skills to use in writing his book, The Trump White House: Changing the Rules of the Game. Ron, we were just about to get into one of Trump's accomplishments regarding ISIS, which I think we could say definitely changed the rules of the game. If there are any survivors of ISIS, they might be able to say, yeah, I guess that's right.
Well, in order to get rid of ISIS, Trump removed the manacles that have been imposed by Obama on the military. And he's not fooling around. He gets results. You know, if you look at what happened with the Wolman ICE rink in New York, they had spent years, millions of dollars, still wasn't built. He got it built in something like 6 months. And that's the way he works. In other foreign affairs, he got Saudi Arabia to go after radical Islamic ideology. He's, of course, now going to meet with the North Korean leader. He got China to reduce tariffs on imports of cars. And basically, he's showing the world that America will not be pushed around, and that is making all the difference. It's simple, you know, as opposed to leading from behind, which was the characterization of Obama. He's leading from strength.
And the mention that you made of Saudi Arabia, I'd like to underscore. Saudi Arabia not only has off and on been our fairly good ally, but now they're allied with Israel, which for the Muslim nation that's the keeper of the holy place in Mecca, that's a remarkable thing that they're now teamed up with Israel against some of the really major nut jobs in the Mideast. I would say that's changing the rules of the game.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And actually, Jared Kushner suggested visiting Saudi Arabia first when they went to the Middle East to send a message that we are allied with Saudi Arabia, which in turn signed up for billions and billions of dollars of armaments purchased from the U.S.
And of course, to underscore what you're talking about there, Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, is Jewish.
Exactly.
That he's involved as an emissary in the Middle East is almost mind-boggling. The rules of the game really change.
A good example. You know, the book is the only favorable book on Trump and his White House, but it also reveals the missteps. It's not a total puff piece.
No.
It, for example, says that Kellyanne Conway is the number one leaker. When I interviewed her at the White House, she apparently forgot that she was on the record, and she started lambasting her colleagues, like Reince Priebus, and called Jared and Ivanka leakers. So it's the real story, the truthful story, which is very unusual these days.
Well, I appreciated it, and one of the things that you brought out about Trump was probably the reason that, other than Hillary Clinton, which made it a no-brainer who I was going to vote for, but I could get some enthusiasm about a guy that I still don't see him as a conservative. I see him, as you describe him, as a fighting alone against the establishment. Well, it just happens that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and that kind of inclined me to like Donald Trump. Be they Republican or Democrat, if they're sitting there as the old line establishment, they've got a problem with Donald Trump.
Yeah, and basically he is a conservative, you know, certainly when it comes to fiscal policy and national security. But he's a deal maker. And, you know, if he needs to bob and weave like a prize fighter, counter-punching, diverting attention, then he'll do it. And that's the way he gets results. Not to mention that he only sleeps four hours a night. And, of course, that gives him quite a bit of extra time to do his thing.
Yeah, he's already done half a day's work when I'm getting to work. That's incredible.
When he goes to Mar-a-Lago, you know, he does play golf. But besides that and having dinner, he's working all the time. And he's always been like that, going back throughout the two decades that I've known him and Melania. And by the way, on Melania, you know, the claimed affairs all occurred more than 10 years ago. And I think that that's all in the past. And that's the way I look at that.
Well, that's my take as well. And I think that Trump may have actually had a pretty significant religious experience. I met a young woman at a college event here in Washington where conservative students come and spend a semester. And she made out from a lady that she knew at Robert Jefferson's church in Fort Worth, Texas, that Jefferson had been one of those pastors that had met with Trump sometime before the, a couple of months, maybe 3 months before the election, and that apparently he got really serious about his faith, made a profession of faith even. And that, as I thought about it, and I'd seen only a couple of links online purporting to describe the same basic situation, but as I thought about it, the potty mouth that had been pretty characteristic of Trump seems to have been pretty much cleaned up after that time. And I know in my own case, when I became a believer, that was what happened with me. That was the first thing I realized I could do. That was easy. That was outward. You really can control your speech if you want to. And at that point, I did. And so I kind of have some confidence that Trump, and apparently continues with a weekly phone call from Pastor Jeffers. So, and Jeffers doesn't baby him. Reportedly, the way he approached Trump at that evangelicals meeting before the election was, Mr. Trump, you're a very arrogant man, and you need to know the Lord. That's probably not the most popular evangelical approach, but evidently Trump respected that and has listened to the guy for a long time now.
He does respect directness. You know, obviously, in the end, he wants people who are going to be attuned to his policy goals, but he actually solicits opposing views. You know, the caricature of him is that he's very impulsive. Every now and then he is, but most of the time he actually surveys a huge number of people, not only his own advisors when making a decision, but he'll ask, again, janitors, Secret Service agents, chambermaids. He respects the working class and their common sense. And then he'll also check with friends, most of whom are billionaires, and actually, you know, throws out a wide canvas when he's about to make a decision.
I think that's very reassuring for people to learn that this guy does seek advice and many times does seem to take advice. We're coming up on another break. We're going to continue after it, but we're talking with Ronald Kessler, the Trump White House changing the rules of the game. I would submit that's a very accurate subtitle.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Journalist Ronald Kessler's book, The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. And I think many people would probably agree that, yeah, it looks like, whether they like it or not, that's what he's been doing. So many Republicans have been, maybe like Romney, kind of tough competitors, savage even, in a primary, and they get to the general election, and they're pussycats. But that's not the way it was with Donald Trump. He's a fighter, and that certainly seems to be the case. Even after he sought the advice of many people, when he makes his decision, he's going to go and he's going to play hardball if need be, or maybe not even if he absolutely has to. It's just part of that carrot and the stick that we were talking about earlier. One of the things that I had no idea had happened is that Reince Priebus, the, had been in the White House, former party chairman in Wisconsin of the Republicans, had, after a tape had come out about something that was rather inappropriate that Trump had said about women's private parts, Priebus was advising Trump to drop out, that you'll never overcome this. And sure enough, Trump obviously hung in there and got elected. And perhaps in part because he stuck it out under all of that withering fire, there were folks that probably thought Republicans were just useless and had given up voting and certainly weren't going to necessarily vote for a Republican. And when they saw Trump stick it out, that may well have helped him get elected. It sure didn't defeat him. And so, Ron Kessler, I want to thank you for having gotten that little nugget into the public domain.
Yeah, Trump never gives up. That's one of his assets. And even though he does seem impulsive sometimes, most of the time when he's making a big decision, he actually canvasses a large number of people and really is able to get their candid advice. He'll not only ask his own advisors, but he'll ask chambermaids, Secret Service agents, people whom he respects because they're working class people, and they have to get results. That's the way they work. It's not like a Harvard professor who can just spout off a theory and never be held accountable. He'll also canvass some of his friends, most of whom are billionaires. But really, for example, when he raised troop levels in Afghanistan, he invited soldiers who had been in Afghanistan to lunch. He wanted to get the story right from the people who had actually been on the ground.
And when you say soldiers, not necessarily generals, but actual battlefield commanders.
Yeah. I interviewed Norman Porter, who was his top advisor, his top aide for 26 years. When she joined the organization, it had only 7 other employees, and she really knew him better than anybody on both the business and the social side. And she said there are 2 Donald Trumps. One is the one you see on TV, who makes these sometimes outrageous comments to get attention for his brand, his real estate brand, and now for his presidency. And then there's the real Donald that only insiders know. It's just the opposite. He's thoughtful. He asks questions. He's not full of bravado. He listens. And as an example of that, after Trump made his comments about Mexican illegals crossing the border, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce said they're going to boycott his properties. But then a month or two later, the head of the chamber met with Trump at Trump Tower for about an hour and a half. He emerged. He told CNN, my God, he was totally different. He was thoughtful. He listened. He asked questions. That illustrates the difference. And by the way, you know, if you really parse some of his outrageous comments, like about the Mexican border, they're actually true. Anybody who decides to illegally cross the border and violate U.S. laws is going to be more apt to be a criminal. But, understandably, the remark was twisted into some terrible racist comment.
The notion that Trump is a racist, I thought you put that to rest rather decisively, that for the 2 years prior to his having met Melania, he had dated a black, I think she was a model, you said? And that a lot of the executives, very many executives in his company are Jewish. So how racist is that?
There you go. Not to mention his son-in-law, an Orthodox Jew. He didn't get to be a multi-billionaire by being a bigot or a fool or crazy. Those are the caricatures. And the real Trump is a very down-to-earth businessman. And that's what businessmen do. They get results. That's what we're seeing. It's a totally different scheme, and changing the rules of the game, as the subtitle of the book says. And I think we're in for many more amazing achievements from this guy. One little tidbit in the book is that when Hope Hicks was communications director, Trump's billionaire friends were constantly asking him to fix them up with Hope Hicks, the former model, and he says he refused. I also go into why he did or did not appoint Romney or Giuliani or other people, Tillerson, just what went into his thinking sessions, the fact that there was tremendous support for him, even though he keeps grumbling about him. You know, Sessions really is achieving great results, going after MS-13 going after illegal immigrants, going after sanctuary cities. I think, pretty remarkable record.
I think that's becoming apparent to the chagrin, the horror of many Democrats. And I think, on the contrary, some of the reluctant Republicans are now finally willing to admit that, gee, maybe this guy is not the bozo that I read about in the liberal media. The ivory tower socialist Obama versus the blue-collar billionaire was pretty well brought out as a contrast when you dealt with the views that Obama had had and the economists around him that actually apparently believe that regulation is a boon to economic growth. Donald Trump may not have ever read Ludwig von Mises, but I think he knew from his own experience that's nuts. And one of the first things he's done is to get the boot of government off the throat of the economy and look at the differences. But Obama was just not willing to admit that maybe I better make a mid-course correction. We don't seem to be getting the results that we expected. It's always somebody else's fault in the mind of a liberal when there's a failure, because my intentions were good. Therefore, if it didn't work out right, it's because you're evil.
Yeah, that sums it up. You know, it all comes down to their desire to show their moral superiority. On the one hand, many of them just don't understand capitalism, which is actually altruistic because it caters to consumers, it caters to everybody.
It's economic democracy.
There you go. By definition, is as you say, democratic. But also, I think many of them just feel sanctimonious and want to show their superiority to others. That seems to be what really motivates a lot of them.
You know, Kellyanne Conway, as you point out, didn't have the smoothest time in the White House, but I thought it was a measure of who she is that she has made the point that Trump has raised five really excellent kids. And that was one of the things that I had taken away during the campaign, that whatever I was seeing of his family, be they from the first or the second or the third wife, they all looked like they were really had it together. Their heads were screwed on right. And that, I think that's quite a tribute to the guy, because we don't always have our kids turn out the way we want. Pretty well. We're going to be right back.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today is Tom Kessler. We've been talking about his book, The Trump White House Changing the Rules of the Game. You can obviously get it on Amazon. You can also go to ronaldkessler.com and find all kinds of things in addition about Ron Kessler there. But I would like to continue. One of the things that I think stood out to me was just almost like a point in passing, but in a discussion of Trump's hair, one of his iconic things that are iconic about him, and it's long and it's kind of yellowy orange, and others have probably had some comments about how he could do it better. And you learned that Melania had been told about that, and no, she's not going to change his hair. I like him the way he is. No wonder they've got a good relationship. That's a very good basis for a marriage.
You know, when you see Melania and Trump together, as I have many times at Mar-a-Lago, you can tell that they really have a great bond and a great marriage. They engage in very intense discussions, and they laugh and they tease with each other. You simply can't fake that, and that's why I think that their marriage is going to last. She's very smart, as we said before, contributes thoughtful ideas and strategy to Trump, gives him articles, gives her opinion of different people, many of whom, you know, are trying to suck up to Trump, and, of course, is totally devoted to Barron. Barron also is a very well-brought-up young man at this point. He's almost a man. We've seen him at Mar-a-Lago. He's respectful of his Secret Service agents, unlike Jenna and Barbara Bush, who would try to lose their agents, and Hillary Clinton, who was very disdainful of her agents being assigned to her detail, was considered, and still is, considered a form of punishment because she's so nasty to these agents who would lay down their lives for her.
You've probably heard some of the things attributed to her that I have living here in Washington. We tend to hear things leaking around, not always with attribution, of course, but one of the things that seems to fit Hillary's personality, a quote that two or three different sources had brought to me, was when there's a suitcase that needs to be picked up and carried, she screaming, apparently that's her normal tone of voice. She's screaming a Secret Service agent saying, get my effing suitcase and bring it over here. You know, just couldn't be more unpleasant or disrespectful than the way she is.
And by the way, Secret Service agents are not supposed to be carrying suitcases. You know, they're law enforcement officers, they're armed, and that's not part of their duties.
Which probably reflected the low opinion that the Clintons had of people with guns. I remember some members of military bands, plural, that are in my church, and when they were told they were going to play at a dance ensemble at the White House, they were told, "And don't bring your uniforms." So the dislike.
My previous book was called "The First Family Detail" about the Secret Service, and I go into Hillary at some length. She would actually tell agents she doesn't want to see them. They had to hide literally behind partitions and even curtains sometimes in the White House. She just didn't want to see them and didn't want to see military people in uniform. There's one FBI agent who greeted her as they were walking down a corridor in the old executive office building. Just said, "How are you, ma'am?" And she started screaming at him. Unbelievable. Just, you know, because she doesn't like the FBI. And said, "And by the way, where did you get that suit? JCPenney?" That's what she said to the FBI agent.
Quite the socialist there, right? The gal of the people. An upper crust elitist put down. Of somebody that's there to take a bullet for her. I guess, you know, I've got my problems with some of the things I've heard about the Secret Service, but the fact that there are people willing to be there to take that bullet when they're being treated like that, man, that's professional. They really shine when they're under those circumstances.
And you know, the problems in the Secret Service go back to the management, not the agents, who are brave and dedicated and will take a bullet for the president. But I do reveal in this book, The Trump White House, that Trump's new Secret Service director, Mr. Aleph, actually proposed reducing protection and withdrawing protection from some family members and some White House aides to save money, would you believe? Horrified White House aides shot down the idea immediately, but that just tells you that you better replace that director quickly before something happens.
Oh, that's just such a bizarre idea. You had a nice little list of some of the illustrations that might be attributed to Chris Plant, the Washington, D.C. talk show host, who quite appropriately, almost once a day, uses his trademark observation that without double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. And, you know, here's Trump being criticized for moving the capital of Jerusalem. But you point out that the Democrats in Congress had all supported that. They had all opposed illegal immigration at one time. They had supported enhanced interrogation to save lives. St. John Brennan, who's a very liberal guy. They supported Trans-Canada Pipeline. They had supported working with the Russians to fight terrorism. And yet when Trump does it, it's by in and of itself, it's bad.
That sums it up beautifully. When it came to the wall at the border, Hillary and Biden and Obama all voted for the wall when they were in Congress. But of course now it's evil to be for the wall. It's totally, as you say, totally hypocritical, double standards. And I think people are going to get it, especially as the economy improves. They have more money in their pockets. Their 401ks are going up. I think more and more we're going to see a sweep of Congress by Republicans, and certainly a second term for Trump. In the book, I say that he's going to be seen as one of the greatest American presidents based on the results. And a lot of
I think he's on track.
And it's the same as Ronald Reagan. He was reviled by the media, but yet he got rid of the Soviet Union, and he revised boosted the economy, I think it's going to be the same as Trump and the same as Reagan.
Yeah, I think you pointed to something that should be brought up in our discussion, is that the FBI Assistant Executive Director, Arthur Cummings, had been dealing with how do we handle Muslim leaders, the militants that are among them. And when approaching these leaders here in the United States, he was given the impression quite directly that, oh, no, if we start turning over who the militants are within our midst, we're going to lose our constituency. That strikes me as, personally, maybe one of the many bombshells you've got in your book. That's a really big one. Anybody that thinks that Muslims are just like the rest of us, at least their leaders, I think we need to keep in mind what you found in that bit of information.
It is the leaders, and it's, you know, it's not Muslims as a whole, and Muslims have brought tips to the FBI that have led to arrest of terrorists. But I quote Art Cummings, who was in charge of counterterrorism in the FBI as a third-ranking FBI official, saying that when it came to getting cooperation from imams, for example, it was pretty much a hopeless cause. Now, you know, in part, they may be afraid to cooperate, but there are ways of doing it so that they wouldn't be revealed. And Art Cummings says they simply would not turn over terrorists or give leads to the FBI.
You know, we don't have much time. I wanted to mention that under Obama, well, in fact, we're just going to have to say that for another time because the clock has clobbered us again. We're talking with Donald Kessler of the Trump White House, changing the rules of the nation. I think, as you found, many of those rules have already been changed. Thanks so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.